Beautiful. It's Rise FM with DJ Khaled. Beautiful. And you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. And this evening, we are talking about malicious damage to property in relationships as a form of GBV. Or it's vandalism, because most people might be more familiar with vandalism to property. Now, are you probably thinking, Fezile, mhlambi property shotindoleti is expensive? It does not necessarily have to be something expensive, njengemoto, or, you know, burning down the entire house. But the reality is, any person who you are involved with who resorts to vandalizing my TV, ifenisha netindoleti lange khatsi endlini, when they are angry, is breaking the law. And that is why we're having that conversation. Vandalism or malicious damage to property is a crime. It is very illegal in South Africa. And the reason why we're having this conversation is because it is a part of gender-based violence that we don't talk about. And yet, we do see videos circulating of people doing it. We do see videos of people sharing what has been done to their property by either an ex or someone they are still involved with, because gunema differences. But the question to you is, would you forgive your bae if they vandalized your property when angry? Would you be understanding to say, njengoba vele sinema differences kunaloku lokwendekele, ngiyavisisa, we move? Or no, Fezile, I would certainly involve the law, because I do know kuthi it is a crime, just like assault. Naye kube ngimshayile ngamlimata, ebeketa uvula liqala biye nemaphoyisa, nami I'm involving the law. Let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943, and you know what to do. It's Rise FM with Harrison Crum. I need your love. And you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. We are talking about malicious damage to property in relationships, aka vandalism. Because it seems we don't quite realize that it also is a form of GBV. It's financial abuse. You are setting back lomnyumvana. And I'd like to know the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943. Which, would you forgive your bae if they vandalized your property when they are angry? Would you understand? Now, just to get into vandalism. Vandalism, the crime of malicious injury to property, may be defined as unlawfully and intentionally damaging the property of another. Malicious damage to property is the intentional and unlawful vandalization of property or belongings of another person. So it's not just limited to a car or mhlambe a house. Timbahla takho wona lokuthi uthethe timbahla takho watidzabula watishisa waphindze wathatha ne video washaya ama TV yonke lento le la endlini. If it belongs to you and they know exactly what they are doing, it's not someone who has a known mental illness that makes them act that way. They know exactly what they're doing. They are committing a crime. Now, as a criminal offense in South Africa, damage to property extends over to the physical harm of pets and the vandalization of cars, furniture, and other tangible items, which can cause financial setbacks. That's why it is a form of GBV. It's not something that we can justify. Because I was in the picture. So manje ngiyabona ukuthi sho so hlanyiswa ngolokuthi nyalo impilo seyaqaqa so yangijike. Vandalism is a crime. Whether when you met them they had nothing and they achieved it through you or with you, vandalism is a crime. And the only relationship that qualifies for kutuma slugana, si split ema assets, is marriage in community of property. So if you are helping someone out in a relationship, emjolweni, uyamncetsa lapha nalapha, kuthi abe nefenisha qokaqokenana, you're doing that out of love, the Lord will bless you. Unless there's a universal partnership, or that is marriage in community of property, you are going to have to make peace with the fact that yes, when awam tholanga na lutho, uma ngabatha akasakufuni yalo sekane lutho. But in the interest of you not walking away from that relationship with a criminal record, do not vandalize property. Because in South Africa, penalties for vandalism, specifically malicious injury to property, can range from fines to imprisonment and can also include a suspended sentence. The specific penalty also depends on the severity of the damage and other factors. So you see, in as much as you might want to justify it on it's a great betrayal because of, but you stand to lose a lot more. Yenu to itseng finish, utokala kabush. Where are you going to get a job with a criminal record? How are you now going to navigate the fact that you might end up in prison because of that. So let us not break the law and justify it just like we would never justify physical abuse, especially if it's being done to a woman. We do not condone women vandalizing a man's property because he's cheating or rutaka samfuni. You are breaking the law, period. It's Raz FM with Lwandle Ngulu Maye, and you're still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And I asked on the station's Facebook page, it's Raz FM 943, would you forgive your bae if they vandalized your property when angry? And this is what you had to say. Tepo en mutamuruka uti ngege ngkale ngimkolele, shoti sto panzela emuva. Stera Fontaine uti never, Michael Untuli uti, if it's their first time, next time they should pay for the damage. I guess then you'd have to start contacting exes the first time it happens to find out was I the first victim or this is how it's gonna go. Zweli Bintuli uti, I don't do psychos, no way. Joyce Chiho uti, I saw the logic inongino uti, send them to jail. Figi lemtong uti, aungege sbali. Ifrem Ri uti, ukona o wang mosheli fridge isase insha in a 3 months. Ish, yeah. I'm sorry about that. Mbendule keke Grayson uti mwekaba logo loya gafamba samfuni. Yeah, gona ish. It's a difficult thing to overlook. It really is. Tulani baba lwandile pagania uti ngamkole la yenagepa ngeapuma guye kos gusho ngege ngibe nifenisha asakona. Simpiwa switch innocent uti, I would forgive her, but not gonna be my bae anymore. Prince Mnisi uti, yes, I would forgive her. Umangi wrong mara ang pinze, red card, anga pinze, right? Now, the problem is, when you put it that way, I hope you don't mean by being wrong, she was using ifenisha for self-defense ngoba bomshaye. Ngoba phela nako lokho ufuna sibukubuka kuthi ngendeka ukuthi uvandalizele property ngoba bekashatshwa sosebenzisa le furniture as a self defense ukushaya ngala ma TV ukuphosa ngayo nginfo sindane Ivan Sibusiso, some behavior shouldn't be forgiven. Nompumelelo Mafunga se uthi under arrest nje. Mfihlo Mageshmana na uthi yeah, I would, but she must replace. Charity Mashile uthi no, angivani nendlame, ngiyakhulunywa nakonakele. Inopro Ngwenya Majunya uthi nakangatithenga backlet for aqolise ngitinyuane, I will. Ngemlomo, I won't. Inhlawulo is acceptable. Nora Felicity uti, no and no. I think the moral of this conversation is that vandalizing your base property is GBV. It falls under financial abuse. You know exactly what you're doing, whether you're upset or not, and you're setting them back. And in South Africa, vandalism or malicious damage to property is a crime. So if you're not ready to do the time, don't do it. It's Rise FM.